Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When you attend the worship services on Sunday, you almost certainly have the opportunity to give as the Lord has prospered you. 1 Corinthians 16:1 and 2. Is giving of our means on the first day of the week a mere convenience, or is it an act of worship along with our singing, praying, partaking of the Lord's Supper, and preaching God's Word? Most people know for sure that God demands that we give to support the Lord's work. But some seem to think that money is too much of the world to be involved in the spiritual worship of the church. Did you know that giving is a matter of sacrifice unto the Lord's cause? And we normally associate sacrifice with worship. The Hebrew writer admonishes his readers, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Hebrews 13:15 and 16. The word communicate in this passage almost certainly refers to giving to support the cause of Christ. Two other passages from Paul's writing should make that clear. Paul commanded the Galatians, "Let him who is taught in word communicate unto him who teaches in all good things." Galatians 6:6. Money was unquestionably in Paul's mind when he urged Timothy, "Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate." 1 Timothy 6:17 and 18. When we give into the treasury of a local church on the Lord's Day, we are worshiping our God as He has commanded. Paul speaks of giving as an odor of sweet smell. "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound unto your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing unto God." Philippians 4:15 through 18. When you think of the gracious provisions God has made for our lives, how can we fail to give generously to support the preaching of the gospel? He provides the sunshine and the rain, the seasons, opportunities for us to earn a living, and other blessings. Giving to the cause of Christ enables us to express our gratitude to Him for His love and grace. By giving liberally into the church's treasury, we are not earning salvation, but it is essential that we give. It is not an option for those who want to have God's approval. Tragically, many churches in modern times seem to be interested only in the financial side of their work. That is especially true of many of the religious groups on television and on radio. They beg and beg and beg. They promise little trinkets for those who give. They make outlandish promises about receiving 100-fold for our giving to their programs. Is that the way the Lord wants His work supported? How can one read Paul's teaching on giving in 1 Corinthians 16, 2 Corinthians 8, and 9, and participate in the money-grubbing activities of some television ministries? My friends, we need to give as God has ordained, and not to please men. We thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.